lines because, of course, Democrats are shutting down farms in California and meat processing plants and food processing facilities all across the country. They're shutting down grocery stores in New Mexico. Just if four people test positive for COVID who were in the grocery store, even though the tests are false, they shut down the whole grocery store for 2 weeks. I mean, these are engineered food shortages, folks, so that the press, the international press, can say, look, the American people are starving under the authoritarian rule of Trump, the military dictator. And look, people are getting shot in the streets. It's going to be 100% lies. It's going to be, you know, edited videotapes from CNN with completely out of context statements. But this is how America is going to be demonized by the world as Trump maintains a second term. Because you see, once Trump wins his second term, it's going to be America against the world. Because the globalists run Europe, they run Canada with that pansy-ass snowflake soy boy Justin Trudeau in charge in Canada. My God, every time I see that guy, I just want to kick him in the balls, don't you? Every time he speaks, just want to kick him in the balls. It wouldn't even change his voice, by the way. He speaks that way all the time. And Australia is all in with the globalists. And by the way, infiltrated by China. New Zealand, all in. Basically, New Zealand is a globalism, you know, experiment island. It's like the island of Dr. Moreau or some crazy, weird sci-fi Orwellian nightmare bullshit going on there. And then, of course, China is trying to destroy everybody who isn't a Chinese communist. And, you know, what do you have? South America, still mostly socialist, run by a lot of crazy actual military dictators like Maduro, you know, in Venezuela, and then you've got Cuba and so on. The world is a mess.